Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was there. I wanted the Steelers to win. I'd love nothing more than to pin the loss on the Zebras and say, football's gone soft, go the Jack Lambert route, put these guys in tutus, or just call it flag football like they're going to play at the Olympics in 4 years, and just let it be that. This is another example of how the league has turned itself into a mockery of itself with the way that they've legislated out these plays. But here's the deal for me.
Yes.
Go back and look at that drive. The Colts converted 2 3rd and 10s. They converted a 3rd and 7. If that's just ruled incomplete, it's 3rd and 10. Guess what? I think the Colts find a way to get a first down because they did all day in the second half and really all game against the Steelers. The Colts were 8 of 15 on 3rd down. So, yeah, it set them up with much better field position, and they ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive. But it's not one of those things like the vintage Flacco where the Ravens offense stinks all day. He throws up a prayer. There's a pass interference penalty and they get a gift touchdown out of it. It was a terrible call. It's them trying to, it's the refs being pressured to make the game safer. And then when a player does the safe thing, he still gets in trouble for it.
Oh my God.
Did the Mets just take the lead back?
Yes.
Let's go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Braves. Oh, F off. Let's go.
And guess who was on base to make it an 8-7 game? Your guy, Marte.
Good.
Another base knock.
But they'll find a way to blow it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Continue, Mulsey.
Right hand to God, I just tweeted, you know what's going to happen, folks. Mets will take an 8-7 lead only to lose 9-8.
Does the Steelers defense have a gripe here?
No, they don't.
Not just with the
makeup
play, but also the T.J. Watt holding calls that didn't get made?
I mean, yes, there's a T.J. Watt holding call that could get called every single week. I actually don't like people making excuses for Watt. I don't. He gets held every week. Find a way to do something else. I could cut up many, many, many plays where he either got singled up and just got stoned or got chipped. Do you want to know who actually looks really bad coming out of this game? And I have a bunch of stuff to say here, so I don't want to get lost in the sauce. Nick Herbig is a part-time player.
No.
Nick Herbig's a part-time player. He got absolutely worked over. It was before he ever tweaked his ankle. He was a target of their offensive game plan. Hey, look at this undersized guy on the opposite edge.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
We're going to go wipe him out. They were blocking him straight up with Michael Pittman, Pony.
He did not have a good game.
He is a situational pass rusher, and I am feeling validated that I said Alex Highsmith's value against the run is still very
crucial. You wanted to trade Alex Highsmith for a wide receiver.
Only because Terry McLaurin would help their offense immeasurably. Here's the point about the Minkah stuff, though. I don't want to get off track here. Here is the point. Each team was victimized by a ridiculous roughing call. The sack of Fields, where they said it was body weight, that's equally dumb in my opinion.
But that's actually the proper.
Enforcement. I'm saying the rule itself, I think, is kind of silly.
Okay,
in
but
that
that's at least
case.
Enforcing a dumb
I know,
rule.
But was Minkah's whole problem wasn't that it was like that you've made football soft. This isn't the football I remember. And that actually did sustain a drive. Granted, it didn't go anywhere, but that was a flipping of possession play, a third down play that gave them a gift first
but
down.
But if he said that after a head-hunting play and said, that's the way I was brought up playing football and that's the way it should be played, well, then I would say shame on Minka. The league's evolved. You have to evolve with it. He did the evolutionary thing. He did the adaptation. He did not hit helmet to helmet.
His biggest gripe, though, in addition to I didn't do the thing that should get a flag there, seemed to just be like, why are we making – this isn't football, basically. Well, the other team got victimized by one of those two, and it's not surprising to me that James Harrison would say it decided the game because nobody was more targeted by this early on when the NFL tried to crack down than James Harrison. But the point remains, they were getting worked over on actual possession downs, not on second downs. When it came to third down, Joe Flacco just rubbed his hands together and sliced and diced them. I don't want to. It bothers me coming out of a game, Pony, where they looked so disorganized, so lifeless for the first 20 minutes of the game, then tried to make up with a great last 20 minutes, by and large.
Offensively.
Yes. I'm saying just as a team, if you're just going to say team-wide, it's so annoying to me that that's going to get focused on. You want to.
Well, I don't think the Watt holding call should either. I get it. Like, the refs should call those. And I don't understand why a star wouldn't get preferential treatment. I mean, Mahomes gets preferential treatment offensively. You would think when in doubt, if the guy doesn't get home and he has zero sacks and zero pressures in the game and no quarterback hits, he's probably getting held on every play. So how about we call some of those? I definitely think that was an oversight and a mistake by the refs. I'm also not in the mood, though, to let $8 million defense off the hook today.
No.
When the Colts starting quarterback got injured and a guy that's older than us went in the game to replace him.
I have zero desire to cater to, hey, this isn't how football should be officiated, anything. You know what wasn't, like, what's not against the rules? Being in the right spot you're supposed to be in when the team runs a play. Like, just Peyton Wilson getting matched up on downs and having no chance. What was Peyton Wilson doing out there, by the way? He's supposed to be Mr. Athletic.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be guarding a guy from scatterbug kind of
Pony,
wide receiver.
Why isn't the deployment of a hyper-athletic guy to just rush the passer? Do something dynamic, or instead of drop into coverage and have no chance because you're not as fast as the guys you're trying to cover.
The honeymoon for me is over with Queen. They were 3-0. The defense was great. I didn't think he played particularly well, but whatever. You're not going to crush a guy when the defense is the best in the league and say, this guy's not playing well, when the overall unit is averaging, is giving up fewer than 10 points, and he's the guy that barks out the plays and has the quote-unquote green dot on. But as soon as you lose and look bad, then I think it is fair to call him out and say, what exactly are we paying for?
I was very worried.
Because right now I think we still have an inside linebacker problem.
Yep.
3 games in.
Where was Landon Roberts in this game, too?
He barely played.
I don't understand it. The Colts like to run the football.
Taylor's shedding tackles left and right on the first couple drives, and our guy, the tooth chipper, who Donnie's going to host with tomorrow night at Minio's, was on the sideline watching.
I don't know why he was.
Going to have to get to the bottom of that tomorrow.
Are they worried about zone read stuff, or RPOs? I shouldn't say zone read. RPO stuff with him. It's a physical team that wants to run the ball and wants to bully you. That's still what the Colts like to do. Like, why you would not have him out there and you'd have Wilson trying to go basically small and fast is kind of beyond me, and it bit them. But
Chris,
I
think bigger than Wilson.
Hold on about Queen. Well,
Queen,
yes, that's what I want to say here.
Problem because of what they're paying him to be.
What
he
did
was
I
all
say
pro last year?
What did I say about that when they made that signing? You were here, he wasn't here. What was the first? I was like, that's interesting.
You were negative Nancy about it.
No, I said it's nice that they got him for less than people perceived he would get on the open market. But what was the first effing thing I said about
him? He was hosting with Starkey. He doesn't remember.
I was with Joe that week.
Did you listen to the show?
I'm trying to think if
I said,
it was
I'll tell you.
Still too much
I remember
money,
you were in a very
were
celebratory
worried.
Mood, Don.
He was a
you
byproduct of Roquan
Smith. Yeah.
I said he didn't turn into a really good player in the NFL. He was pretty disappointing by and large till he got next to Roquan Smith, who unequivocally is one of the best in the league at that position. And I said, are we paying semi-Batman prices for a guy who's best suited as Robin? 4 games in, it appears, unfortunately, that I was right.
Well, that's why they let Bud Dupree walk, because they thought he was a byproduct for the most part of what T.J. Watt did.
I haven't seen one thing that Patrick Queen has done. I've given him credit. I thought he made a very crucial tackle on Bijan Robinson. I haven't seen him make one play that made me go, oh, damn, okay, that's why you pay a guy 8 figures
to play
that position.
Donnie, do you think they still have an inside linebacker problem?
It certainly looks like that 4 games in. He hasn't, I mean, they haven't done anything to change the game. We had a near interception with Queen last week. We had a Roberts sack against the Chargers.
See,
last
I'm fine
week.
With Roberts because we know what we're getting. He's a guy that comes in on rundowns.
Yeah, he's like the complimentary. He's
the Vince Williams
type.
Guys. He's the Vince guy.
See ball, hit ball.
Yeah, okay. This guy's supposed to be the answer to our prayers after we screwed up with Devin Bush and we're in the wilderness bringing in guys like Miles Jack trying to plug that hole for all those years. Queen right now ain't it. And, hey, it's a transition, whatever, but I'm very concerned by how bad he looks.
I just retweeted one from Josh Carney.
The old Chargers kicker.
No, that's John Carney. It is a brutal rep for Queen. He's supposed to be really good. It's the fumble play. It's the one where they forced one out, but he couldn't fall on it. He is literally back to Anthony Richardson while Richardson is running by him. He's 7 or 8 yards away, has no idea where the ball is. You paid this man a lot of money to be the field general out there, to take stuff off of Minka's plate, I think, so he could roam around free and try to make plays. He's not doing it. Not even close.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.